Tammy Jessica.
آج ہمارے ساتھ ایک ایسی ہستی ہیں جن کی ہیں لڑکیاں دیوانی. A man who is immensely talented and good-looking. He stole millions of hearts with his warm and soft character. Puravin jassi jaisi koi nahi. And then came the comical Ram in Dil Kya Chahta Hai. So many characters, so many different roles, and this actor keeps on proving himself over and over again. So let's give a huge round of applause and a very, very warm welcome to the one and only Sameer Soni to Telechaska. Hi, Sameer.
Hi, Mini, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's such a pleasure to have you over here.
Well, thanks for having me over. Very complimentary, very flattering role, you can say. I don't know how much of that is true, but no, thank you very much.
No, it's certainly every part of it is true. And we have like millions around the world to, you know, have it tell us that yes, it's true. So Sameer, let's start out with some fun questions. I hope you don't mind. You know, for us at Telechaska, fun comes first. So
okay, I have to warn you because I'm not a very funny guy, so I hope I don't disappoint anyone.
It's okay. I mean, just say whatever comes to your mind. We don't really mind as long as you are fine with it. So
okay.
ठीक है चलिए लेट्स बिगिन द राउंड ऑफ मस्ती विद सम वेरी यूनिक क्वेश्चंस फ्रॉम योर फैंस. टू स्टार्ट आउट, आपकी एक फैन कहती है दैट यू वर्क फॉर बिग बी इन बागमान हु इज वेरी टॉल. सो कैन यू टेल अस योर एग्जैक्ट हाइट प्लीज.
माय एग्जैक्ट हाइट
ऑफ कोर्स. अब बिग बी की एग्जैक्ट हाइट क्यों पूछेंगे आपके इंटरव्यू में.
ओके आई वाज कंफ्यूज्ड. नो आई एम 5'9".
Okay, we had thought we would catch you with that question, but you are smart.
5'9", so I had to wear a lot of heels when I was working with him because he was about 6'2". Everyone on the set was wearing a lot of heels that day.
Moving on to the next question, what do you think is easier for actors due to their busy schedules, gaining weight or losing weight, and why?
Oh, easily, gaining weight. I think gaining weight is the easiest thing because you're so busy that you can't take good care of your nutrition and what you eat. So you do land up having a lot of junk food and stuff. So I guess, because, you know, food, I think at the end of the day when you come home tired, you just want to eat anything that's inside. So definitely gaining weight is easy. I think most actors struggle with trying to keep themselves in shape, I think.
Okay. So how much weight did you gain during Jassi?
Oh, I did okay, actually. I think I was very conscious. I think I was, like, you know, just having one of the diet and watching what I was eating. But on the whole, yeah, I have a tendency to put on weight. I love food. I eat when I'm sad. I eat when I'm happy. So I have to be very, very careful. I love sweets. So that makes it even more difficult. That's a sore point for me, putting on weight.
Okay. You know what, Sameer? We used to have a lot of talk and fun about Bebe ke Parathe when Jassi was going on. So did you eat any of those paranthas?
Oh, God. Did we? Yes, actually. I remember when we were shooting. I think it was shown at Jassi's house. Then we actually obviously had real food, and that was freshly prepared. And paranthas, yes, I love paranthas like I think any North Indian guy would. Yes, I would have some paranthas. Just that they wouldn't make them herself. But yeah, so.
Okay.
So very much edible.
So Uttara Bhavarkar, who played Bebe, did she really cook it herself or was it just...
No, Bebe just said her dialogues. I did be eating, she did the dialogues, she didn't cook them, so.
Alright, now moving on to the next question. Let's say you are out on a date, okay, with your dream girl and you have to propose to her. But there is a slight problem. The problem is that aapko haklane ki aadat hai. This is a presumption, okay. Now, so you have to propose to your dream date. Aap zara hume suna ke bataiye ki aap kya propose karenge.
I think you know what Dar and what Shahrukh Khan go Kiran, I guess. Oh, God, I think I'll be smart enough, and I think if she loves me enough, no matter how I say it, she looks at me.
Yeah, but still, you would have to convey something to her. How would you
I'll scribble it down on a piece of paper if I'm too embarrassed.
Oh god, you are too smart.
No, actually, I think the best thing would be to slip on a solitaire or something. And if you didn't get the hint, then I'm with the wrong person.
So you are not really going to propose to her?
I am not. Not if I'm going to stammer.
अच्छा ठीक है तो हम आपको एक डिफरेंट प्रोपोजिशन देते हैं लेट्स सी व्हाट यू आर गोइंग टू डू अब इसको शायद ही पीस ऑफ पेपर से सॉल्व किया जाएगा देखते हैं लेट्स से यू आर आउट ऑन अ डेट विथ योर ड्रीम गर्ल लेट्स से शी इज ऐश्वर्या राय ठीक है शी इज योर ड्रीम गर्ल एंड यू आर आउट ऑन अ डेट विथ हर एंड यू हैव जस्ट प्रपोज्ड एंड नाउ थ्री डैशिंग मैन अप्रोच योर टेबल फ्रॉम थ्री डिफरेंट एंड्स दे आर द हैंडसम एंड मस्कुलर सलमान खान Cute and dashing Vivek Oberoi and the hot and talented Abhishek Bachchan. Well, now, obviously, you'll have to fight all these three one by one. So, who will you fight first and how will you fight with them? And you cannot forget ki aap haklate hain. Now, go ahead.
Okay. See, this is very easy because I won't have to say anything. I won't have to fight anyone because three are only fighting among themselves. So, I am okay. I don't think I'll have a problem.
तो आप क्या करेंगे
अभी तो क्या करेंगे मैं बैठ के सब तमाशा देखूंगा तो तीनों आपस में मरते रहेंगे सर तो आज मुझे कुछ भी करने की जरूरत नहीं होगी
तीनों ही आपस में लड़ लेंगे
एंड आई एम श्योर बाय द टाइम दे फाइट आई विल जस्ट टेक एश्वर्या एंड गो आउट समवेयर समथिंग ओके सी यू लेटर
अच्छा तो वेल आप लगता है हर बात रिगल आउट कर सकते हैं अच्छा ठीक है तो चलिए हम आपको हकलवाते नहीं है
थैंक यू वेरी मच आई अप्रिशिएट
आवर प्लेजर कम्प्लीटली नाउ नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज अ टू पार्ट क्वेश्चन नाउ फर्स्ट यू गेट टू चूज अ विलनस रोल फ्रॉम बॉलीवुड दैट यू कुड प्ले सच एज मोगैम्बो गब्बर सिंह और एनी अदर रोल नाउ विच वुड यू वॉन्ट टू प्ले
I recently saw a film that I really, really liked, I think, and there was this negative character which I really loved. The film was in the, and I think John played this negative guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a fantastic negative character because normally, you know, negative roles are very cliched. There's not enough justification why the person is, you know, behaving the way he's behaving.
Mm-hmm.
And in Jinda, I think the justification was fantastic. And then we almost felt sorry for the negative guy. So yeah, I'd take that role anyway.
Are you talking about the film which had Sanjay Dutt in it?
Yeah, Sanjay Dutt and John Abraham. And I think Lala was there.
I get you. Okay, yes. John is a fabulous actor. Now,
Great role, very well directed, and he did a fantastic job, and he definitely very good.
Yes, he is, of course, John Abraham. Now, coming to the second part, you're not escaping yet. Now, what shades of those villains?
I'm sorry?
Okay, now the second part of the question is, what shades of that villainous character do you have in you? Please go ahead.
What shapes of the villainous character? I think what I have done negative characters in the past, and I enjoy them. I think they're kind of fun to do. At a personal level, I think with me, what happens is if I very strongly believe in something,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it's an issue of principles or something, and I strongly believe in it, mm-hmm. then I can be ruthless. Then I will not care if I totally believe in what I'm saying, what I'm doing. Then I can be ruthless, yeah. I think when it comes to principles, I don't compromise. Yeah. And that's, I think, one thing. And that's also foolish because sometimes I get into trouble because of that because, you know, you land up saying things that you should not say just because you think you're right or believe in it strongly, but I just can't help myself, I think. And that's a trait, I think, in that character of him. He is ruthless.
But that's because, not being a villain. That's just being principled.
Well, but you're ruthless, no? I mean, I think just because someone has wronged you doesn't mean you should, you know, you can have better control over your emotions and, you know, deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can snap sometimes, I know, in the sense that if I'm pushed, if my back is against the wall, then, well, I normally don't lose my cool. I'm a very controlled person. But if I'm pushed hard, then I can snap. And I think a lot of people who work with me will probably vouch for that, so... That's villainous, yeah. I'm sure even Jesse was like, oh my god, you don't want to put him back again, the Christ. So yeah, I can be mean sometimes.
You do sound like a lot like Purav. I mean, he took a lot and he was pretty cool about all of it. So
yeah, I tend to be. I think that's why the character worked, because I think I could relate to the character incredibly, and there was a lot of me that was coming into the character, and you know, vice versa. So in fact, even back down to the specs, you're wearing my personal specs because I wear glasses in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of me in what you said.
Nausheen asked, if Sameer has to be reborn as one of the two, which would he choose? Now, this is a very weird question, so please give us a weird answer that would be suitable. A farmer who raised only pigs and chicken, or a mailman who delivered all the wrong mail and got complaints from everyone every day? So which would you choose?
Farmer is pigs and chickens, definitely. I love nature. I'd rather be out there in the open, in the field, as opposed to delivering stuff from house to house. And that's not a city life. I like the outdoors. Mm. I like it. So definitely the farmer. I like nature. So that would be nice.
Oh, great. That's a very sweet answer. Chaliye thoda rapid fire karte hain. Now, moving on to rapid fire, all you need to do is jaldi jaldi choose one of the two options that I give you. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Chicken or egg?
Chicken.
Smart or intelligent?
Intelligent.
Like or love?
Love.
Aishwarya Rai or Sushmita Sen?
Sushmita.
Rani Mukherjee or Kajol?
Rani.
Books or novels?
Books.
Television or Bollywood?
Bollywood.
Jesse or Mona?
Oh, God. You got me, right? Is there a difference? I think of just a second.
I didn't hear you.
I think. Huh? I'm sorry?
I didn't hear. I couldn't hear you. Could you speak louder, please?
I said, is there a difference? And I said, Mona would be a friend of mine. So that's going to be tricky. You guys say Mona, and you're like, why? What's wrong with Jesse? And I said, Jesse, oh, what's wrong with me? both. They're both fine people. Both.
Okay, so Jesse is fine, Mona is fine, and you can't choose.
Yes, that's going to be tough, yeah.
Okay. Now, beauty with brains or brains with beauty?
Brains with beauty, absolutely.
Dancing or singing?
Oh, God. Either. Thanks. Singing, yeah, I guess.
Take care. We'll remember that. Awards or fame?
Awards or fame?
Mm-hmm.
Just respect, I guess. Is there a third option?
No third option.
No, awards or fame. Well, I guess awards, without the recognition of what you achieved. Awards.
Starplus or Sony for soaps?
I'd say Sony. Because, you know, just the for.
Okay. Tears with or without glycerine?
Without.
Okay. To love or to be loved?
To love.
And your fans definitely love you a lot. And since you did so well in the first rapid fire round, let's move on to the next. This is thoda sa twist. But some jaldi se khatam kare is portion ko, but just bear with us a little more. You have been fantastic so far, I must tell you. It's been an out and out riot with you so far. I'm enjoying it so much. I'm sure all our members will too. So the rapid fire round two is, I'll tell you a song and who this song is sung to you by. Now you need to answer them back with another song. Theek hai? Matlab ye ki
I have to remember all the songs, huh?
No, I'm just giving you one by one. Now, Mona Singh sings to you, Haal Kaisa Hai Janab Ka. So you reply in a song.
Simple. Very simple. Kya khayal hai aapka?
Theek hai. Now, Apoorva Agnihotri sings, Ah, dekhen zara kis mein kitna hai dam.
Ye dosti hum nahi chhodenge.
Oh, cool. Typical Purav. You're getting into the character. Take it to a new height. ठीक है. ऐश्वर्या राय सिंह्स इश्क कमीना.
Oh, I have no answer to that. I think whatever I sing, I'll just listen to her and watch her. I can sing that too.
All right. Now, a fan of yours sings, Tujhe Dekha To Ye Jana Sanam.
Ah, yes. Tujhe Dekha To Ye Jana Sanam. My answer would be, there's a song I like. It's called, Ye Zameen Ga Rahi Hai, Aasma Ga Raha Hai, Saath Mere, Ye Jahan Ga Raha Hai.
Oh, that's lovely. So sweet. Now, Parmeet Sethi sings, and I have no idea why he sings that. Tuk tunak tuk tuk tunak tuk tarara. It's a Daler Mehndi song. I'm sorry I can't sing you the tune, but what would your answer
be? Tarara. What will I say? God, Parmeet.
Blame it on our members. Don't blame it on me.
Knowing Parmeet, he won't let anyone else sing. Just carry on. We have to listen to him. I don't think you get a chance. He'll sing and dance. He's a lively guy, but he's a very fun chap. So, I don't think I get a chance no more.
So, are you going to sing back the same song to him?
That's what I'm saying. I'll probably even open our mouth and shut me up and keep singing. So, what's the point? I'm like, okay, sing.
okay. I think it would be fun to have Parmeet over sometime.
Oh, he's a laugh riot. He's really a funny guy. A really nice chap. So.
हमें बताने के लिए बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. और ठीक है, अब एक काम करते हैं, हम अपने थोड़े सीरियस सेक्शन में चलते हैं. एंड बिफोर गोइंग देयर, क्योंकि आपको डांसिंग या सिंगिंग में सिंगिंग ज्यादा अच्छा लगता है, तो हमारे इंडिया फोरम फैंस के लिए थोड़ा सा कुछ भी गा दीजिए. एंड इट्स अ फन सेक्शन, सो यू डोंट हैव टू बी रेडियो किशोर.
No, I can't.
Of course you can. Remember, this is a fun section, so you can actually, just pretend you're in a bathroom.
I think, the lyrics of one of my favorite songs, and this can be dedicated for my fans or the listeners. Song is called Happy Days. Better Days, I'm sorry. And so the song goes something like, well, my soul checked out missing. As I stood listening to the hours and minutes ticking away, just sitting around waiting for my life to begin, while it was all just slipping away. I'm tired of waiting for tomorrow to come, for the train to come rolling around the bend. I got a new suit of clothes, a pretty red rose, and a woman I can call my friend. These are the better days, baby. These are the better days shining through. These are the better days with a girl like you.
That's beautiful lyrics. How does it sound?
Yeah, no. I wish I could. You have watched Bruce Springsteen there, because he knows them. I'm not a singer, I'm sorry. I'm not even a bathroom singer.
Okay, fans, so what you do is just take those lyrics and match it with Bruce Springsteen. That's what. So probably you'll have the song. Okay, now coming on to the serious questions now. What exactly is it that drives Sameer Soni to be who he is, and how he chooses his ventures in movies and serials? That's Prerna.
God, this is a very serious question. At a personal level, I think, I believe I have a gift. This is the way I feel like. I think I have a gift from God. And I think there is no greater sin in this world than not to do justice what God's given you. So, at whatever I do, I try to be the best person I can be as an actor, as an individual. It's deeply important for me to be a good human being. Sometimes I think I spend more time trying to be a good human being than a good actor, because, I don't know, that seems to take more of my time. I think I'm very aware of my shortcomings. And I work very, very hard on my shortcomings. And I know as a person, you know, I'm not perfect. And I work very hard, and I think that's what drives me to be the better person I can be, to be as less, have as few flaws that I possibly can have. And I do have a fair amount. So that is at a personal level. Which sort of also answers the second question as well, of how do I decide my ventures. I think, strangely enough for me, I think there are a lot of people who I've been acting since I was 8 years old. That's the first time I, you know, started acting. And it all began because I was a very introverted child, and still I am. And I used stage or theater or the characters I play to express myself, because I couldn't express myself in real life. I would be really shy and not say what I want to say. So when I discovered acting, I would express myself, saying, you know, whatever I want to say through the characters I play. And till date, I do the same. I look for characters who express something or say something that I, as somebody, want to say. Otherwise, it's not too exciting for me. Just doing something because I want to act doesn't excite me. There has to be a part of me in there that I should be able to see. If I see a character and say, oh, okay, this is a part of me I want to express. Now, for example, when I decided on doing Kurab's character, that was my concept of what a perfect man is and what I would want to be. So, in essence, I was expressing myself that this is not who I am, but this is what I want to be. And I'm sure there are shades of me there as well. So, it's a very a different way of going about it, I think. And that's why I don't do too much work. And but that's just the way it is, you know. I think it works for me in the sense that if you truly believe in what you're doing, then it becomes more real. Then, you know, people can, you know, can identify with it. You know, just as opposed to just being an actor. I mean, I'm doing a play right now in which I'm playing this brat, and he's like a womanizer and this thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like a little boy in a man's body. And I think I can identify that, you know, with that as well in some level. So I enjoy doing that as well. So it's more of, do I, and depending on what phase of my life I'm in, I mean, there are times when I said, okay, I don't want to do any comedy right now because I'm in a very serious mood. I want to do something serious. Or, like the worst time, look, I've done enough of serious and VP stuff, I want to do some nice comedy. It's just self-expression. It's just, to me, acting is what the painting is for a painter or an artist. You know, they express themselves through the paintings or sculptures. That's, you know, their way of looking at the world, and that's what acting means to me. So, it's a very personal thing. I take acting very personally, not professionally. It's like I'm too involved with what I say, do, and think. So, there you go.
That's a beautiful thing you say. It's beautiful. Let's continue with a message from one of your fans. Her name is Kali414, and she says, "Dearest Samirji, I am Kali from New York. I'm a biggest fan of yours, Samirji. I just want to tell you that you are the reason that I'm smart. You are the person who stole my heart. My life is short, and you are the part. I love you with true heart. Do you know what the relationship between smile and your face? Your face looks good with smile, but smile looks more good when it's on your face. So keep smiling because I love your smile."
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. Thank you, Kali. That's just overwhelming. I don't know if I deserve all that, but thank you. Appreciate it. It's nice to be, you know, loved. But I think I've mentioned this before also, that there many times because I'm not feeling too good and stuff because whatever. I think too much for my own good. And it's, I just feel like I'm thinking too much. I should probably shut my mind off sometimes. But at the times when I'm not feeling that great and I get these messages and stuff, like, things need to go to carry on. And believe me, I wake up every second day thinking I want to quit acting. I'm thinking, okay, enough, I can't act anymore. I don't want to act anymore. And I get these messages and think, well, it looks like I'm making some difference somewhere. And that just propels me to go on. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you have stood by your set of values. We have seen that over the years. So, well, each to his own. But I think every one of us would love to see you more than me. Maybe you should think about that too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now, what would you prefer, enjoy to do more? Movies or TV or modeling, and why? That is Supergirl 1126301.
Well, I think Supergirl Missed Out Theater, which is another thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
The way it works out actually is that in terms of the medium, there's one thing that's, you know, distinctly that's different from each of the mediums, which is the level of freedom you have as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're on stage, and you do, I do theater, and I do one play every year.
Mm-hmm.
At least I try to. And once you're on stage, then it's a relationship between you and the audience.
Right.
And once you're on stage, it's complete freedom. I can do any line, any way I want to do it. I can experiment. I can, you know, just go with the flow of the audience and see what kind of audience is watching, which is very exciting because every time you do the play, it's a different set of people watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And they react differently.
Right.
So I love that freedom that theater offers me. You know, I can just be myself and enjoy and be the character. Films are a little more restrictive because there's a lot of technical aspects involved. There's camera, there's light. And, you know, for every dialogue, it has to be cut about three times. And so that is a little more limiting and restricting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to television, it's even more restricting because you have time limitations. You have to churn out an episode in a day or two. And 90% of what television you see are close-ups of just the face, or 80%. In which case, even if you have the urge to move left, right, and center, you mm-hmm. can't. You have to learn to emote yourself purely only by your eyes, right. Which is challenging but restricting. So as an actor, theater is my first love because I enjoy it. It's just great. So I think just let go and just interact with people and, you know, just play along with them with everything I do. Mm. That's my first love. But otherwise, I enjoy film simply because I think, you know, anyone and everyone, since you're a child, you fantasize things. You know, you fantasize, you know, romancing in the rain or running in the snow mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever, or beating up a bad guy as a little child. So I think it appeals to the little boy in me who would like to do all these things and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I guess if I was to put an order, and an ad film, for example, commercials, there's extremely limited because you have 30 seconds to do everything. So my director would tell me, something, I want the same expression, but I want you to restrict back to the 2 seconds. So I have to time myself.
Mm-hmm.
So in order of preference, yes, number one, theater. I love it. Keep going. Then probably films, then TV, and then commercials. I'm scared of them sometimes. So,
do you find toughest to do, like all four mediums?
Like I said, the thing is that each of these mediums have their own challenges. For example, on stage or in theater, the challenge is to do the same show over and over again and not get mechanical.
Right.
Then the challenge is you have a live audience, 5,000 or 1,000 people watching you, and you have to adjust your performance to them.
Right.
Maybe they're not in a good mood today. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not responsive and stuff. Maybe a co-star is not in a good mood today. Mm. And you have to adjust that because there's no special effects happening. There's no background music happening. There's no swish things happening, how you see a lot of, you know, serials when the camera goes left, right, and up and down, and the shlokas are being read in the background. That doesn't happen on stage.
Right.
So that is the challenges of stage. Then, like I said, on film, the other challenge is that, you know, you have to wait for 3 hours and do one line or two lines.
Right.
Because it takes so much time to light up everything. So you have to kind of be calm, be patient, read a book, just be in a good mood, relax, so that when the time comes, you're not, you know, tired and bored. Television, on the other hand, we do about 10 times the amount of work that you do on films, because you're doing about 7-8 scenes in a day, which is extremely tiring. And then that's why, unfortunately, I personally feel, which I think is evident nowadays, is somewhere along the line the quality of television gets compromised, because, you know, you have to do so many scenes, you have to do them at the same time, because the episode has to go, but it has to be released on a Monday or a Tuesday. The time constraint is so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes the quality suffers, and that kills me, because I can't do anything half-hearted. And that's one of the reasons why I don't do too much TV, because, you know, the creative aspect, everything becomes time-related, a challenge.
Yeah. Sameer, that you do theater, tell us it happens on stage at times that all of a sudden the dialogue that is connecting you to the next scene, you miss for any reason, and the actor after you is actually waiting for the cue, and she or he cannot move forward unless you come up with something which gives the cue. So what do you do at that time, and has something like that happened? I mean, it's actually funny to watch.
It happens all the time. Uh-huh. It happens all the time when, you know, you're there. Sometimes you might forget a dialogue, or someone who's supposed to make an entry comes late, or there's a technical problem where the phone is supposed to ring and the phone doesn't ring, then what do you do?
Right.
So this happens, and this is what makes it exciting. That's I love that the most, because there is an element of that you're in the moment, you have to figure things out.
Right.
I think the funniest thing that ever happened to me, I was doing this play called Ask What Father Says, in which Tanaz Kareem was also there, and she was playing my girlfriend, I think. And I have this younger brother with me, and then there's a doorbell rings, and she's supposed to enter the door, and she's supposed to enter. And I'm trying to impress my younger brother with how he should be with ladies, how to impress ladies.
Mm.
So I'm supposed to say, oh, you know, when I open the door, may the most beautiful girl be standing there, because I know it's going to be my girlfriend.
Mm.
So I take my dialogue saying, when I open the door, may the most beautiful girl be standing there.
Mm.
And the door got jammed. The door won't open. So it's like, okay. So I said, okay, let's try it once again. I tried once again. So I was just trying to add, live and buying time. And on the outside, the tour girl is trying to push the door open and wouldn't open. And until she gets on stage, I can't move on with the play. And it happened, it became so bad that we were pulling the stage door so much that we were scared that the whole stage might just fall off, or the set might fall off. So by now everybody was laughing because they knew something was wrong. So I just looked at the audience and I gave them a big smile and I screamed out of there, "Honey, why don't you come from the kitchen instead?" So I went to the wings, got hold of her hand, and just got her on stage. So everybody laughed on that. It was good. I mean, these things happen. There's times when I remember I was supposed to say a dialogue and there's obviously someone in the audience who had seen the play several times before. Before I could say the dialogue, she said the dialogue. And she said it loud. So I was going to say, "I agree." And before I could say, "I agree," she said, "I agree." So I looked at her in the audience and I said, "Exactly." And everybody started laughing. So it's a lot of fun, you know, being live with people. Because, you know, everybody's under the same roof and we're together for about 2 hours having an experience. It's an experience for the audience as well as for the actors. And this is the closest you can get of interacting with people. It is fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, theater is fun. I mean, I agree. It's a lot of fun. Now, you have worked with so many people over the years, both on television, in theater, in movies. So, among all the co-stars that you have worked with, whom do you find yourself most comfortable, friendly, and, you know, at par? That's Ijaz Lover wants to know.
Well, I don't know if it's a good way to say at par. I mean, that's a very difficult question, you know, how do you define at par? But, I think I would definitely state my first film that I did was China Gate, and which had Nasiruddin Shah and Om Puri and Amrish Puri and Danny and Kulbhushan Khandelwal and, you know, all of them. These are the biggest actors in the country. I've always idolized people like Nasiruddin Shah and Om Puri as opposed to, you know, bigger superstars like Shahrukh or Salman, who have achieved a lot. I mean, never take anything away from their success. But I have always being drawn towards what they say Nasiruddin Shah and Om Puri has done is, over the years, that this is the body of work they've collected. And when you work with them, it's so nice because there is a sense of security with them. And there's so much to learn. And when I say learn, I don't say in terms of acting. I mean more in terms of the person they are, because they work hard the hard way. I mean, Omji is from a small town, small village. And he's made a success story himself. Nasiruddin Shah, he ran away from home when he was in school, and he actually slept on the pavement. You know, they're not from Bombay, they had no godfathers.
Right.
And they weren't even blessed with, you know, great, phenomenal, good looks.
Right. I mean, especially true about Om Puri. It's amazing the way that man has come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love him.
Yes, he is.
What's interesting is that their dedication to the art form, where it's like everybody's busy, which is actually important, trying to have a good physique, to look good and everything. Those are fantastic things. But their dedication and commitment to their art form, which is totally commendable, which is, you know, any day that'll be my dream to work with, you know, only in a few games that they're my heroes. I mean, I was lucky enough to work with them in my first film.
Yeah.
And they're the finest actors in the country, so yeah, I'd love to work with them again.
I am not just like bar with them, but yes.
These are the people I would like to be surrounded by when I'm acting.
Yeah, I mean, we do hope to see you more of, like, more with them and anybody else.
I know, yeah, I hope
you
so
just
too.
Like more, to see more of you. Now, what it was like working with, of course, Hema Malini and Amitabh Bachchan in Baagban, that's Mano Noor in UK wants to know.
Oh, God, it was scary in the beginning. I'll give you an incident. I remember the first time I saw Amitabh. I had never seen Amitabh or Hema in person before. And first there was a Mohurat shot, and there were like 100, 200 journalists in the room, and we were there waiting for them. And I still remember suddenly there was this buzz, and we're wondering what happened. We look around, and see this tall man come right through the crowd, and that was him. And so, you know, so we said hello to Alex him, and I said, so, you know, I'm the son that will back to you. So he just listened to my eyes and said, yeah, I was so scared, I wasn't like, so he used a sense of humor, and then Hema Ji, she is just so stunningly beautiful, that I remember our first scene together, that I did the first scene that we shot was the entire family comes back and meets, you know, Imaji and Imaji. And we're doing a rehearsal. So normally if you see your parents after a long time, you give them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
But here the problem is, how do you hug Amitabh Bachchan? You know, you say, in your heart of hearts, you just want an autograph from him, you know. You don't want to hug him. You just feel like, him, sir, please give him an autograph, thank you. So my heart is saying, I should ask him an autograph, and my head is saying, look, you're his son, you're an aunt. So that was a tough one. Then I sit in the rehearsal, and I said, look, if I don't overcome this right now, then I will not be able to act. And I just, in the rehearsal, just went and gave him a big hug, and he hugged me back, and since then, you know, whenever I meet him or met him, I will hug him, and he's gracious, and he's extremely warm person, and he hugs you back. But, I don't think many people know he's got a brilliant sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's constantly pulling back, and he was like, constantly throwing things at me, they're also mean to him, so he's throwing some cushions at me, or pushing me, elbowing me. He's just like a, you know. And Imaji, oh god, in the same scene, the chief stands right next to me, and again, if I'm with my parents, I'll probably put my arm around my mother's, you know, shoulder or something, you know, because you're grown up and things.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's Hemamani, you can't put your arm around Hemamani, you're scared someone might beat you up. So, I was like having visions of Dharamji coming and beating me up, how dare you put your arm around my wife's waist or whatever. So I very, you know, sincerely asking him, is it okay with you if I was put my arm around you? Did he come to me? Yeah, go on, tell me, go on. So that was an experience. That was the first day, and since then, was like a since, not in a lifetime.
That was so funny. It's amazing. Yeah, I know. I mean, okay. Now, what TV serial characters would you love to portray, apart from the ones that you have already portrayed? That's something T Dot wants to know, and along with Sand. Now, just give me detail about T Dot. T Dot happens to be Mystica Magic. Her name is Tanaz, and she is a huge fan of yours. A very talented lady. So she wants to know, what TV serial characters would you like to portray apart from the ones you have already
I'll be very honest, I don't watch too much TV, to be very honest about that. And even when I was playing Jesse, I had just watched, I think, one or two episodes of Jesse. I didn't know much about the show. And even now, I don't think I've seen more than 3-4 episodes of Jesse. I don't like watching myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like watching myself perform. It disturbs me. I really can't comment on that. I loved what Purov's character was. I just loved playing it. It was just really sad that things didn't quite work out, or things worked out the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there's another show which apparently is on air, which doing fairly well, and I have seen bits of it, and everyone was saying that was really looking perfect for me, which is, I think, Ignatki and Janitsu from Sure Thorn.
Oh, okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I was approached for that character, and there were some date problems, so shooting for a film, and then work out. But
I
didn't
even
care.
You were supposed to do that character?
I keep hearing that from everyone. So, you're in a role. In fact, the production house said, look, we've got this script, and we've got to, you were the guy to do it. But whatever, for some reason it didn't work out. So that's one I know of. Others, like I said, I don't watch too much TV really. In fact, very much surprised, I think I don't watch too many Hindi films also. So.
Now, you worked in Jesse, of course. So how will you rate that experience? How was it working in that serial? And how would you work with Tony and Diya Singh again? Angad Rox wants to know.
Well, in the beginning it was difficult because I was coming from a film background in which we used to getting scripts in advance or doing just one thing a day or two. And now suddenly I was doing the 7-8 scenes in a day and I wasn't used to it. Initially it was very difficult for me, I must admit. I mean, they've been doing it for a while. I know Mona and Arman and Apu have been doing it for a while. So I was quite lost. I was like, oh my God, how do I do this? But once I got the hang of it, it was fantastic because I loved playing Kurov. And I was constantly trying different things, and thanks to, you know, a lot of people who like my work, I could experiment a lot. You know, I had, when I was playing Kurov, I had a lot of liberties, like things like, you know, Kurov meets baby, he kind of touches her feet or something. It was not part of the script, you know, I would do it. So I had a lot of input in the character, I was changing it, you know, just trying to get him to be the person I wanted him to be. And I think he was a dream character, really. I mean, you know, if you can't, just a perfect man. And it was very sad with the way, I think, in a way, the character was treated, because, you know, after every few episodes, you had to make an exit and then come back and then leave and then come back. And then,
yeah.
Which, got, at a personal level, that got to me, because I thought it was quite disappointing, because...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the serial took a beating. I mean, it just went nowhere to nowhere. It just
At least so I can speak to the, my character, because I got tired of, you know, every time I would work really hard to make it, you know, certain way. It was, you know, very involved with the character, really. I was wanted to, you know, shape him up the way I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But then every 25, 30 episodes, you get an exit. I was like, what happened? No. Then again, they'd call me back. And then again, I had to leave. And again, I had to come back. Till the end,
I
cannot do. So that was tough. Just for me, but on a personal level, really, because I thought, you know, he deserved a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just Janine. Yeah, no judges, nothing, I think. In fact, I just got a call from them 2 days back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show on Sony, I think, Left, they wanted me to do that. I couldn't.
Oh, okay. So and, would you be seeing...
Important. Huh?
Would you be seeing you in Left, Right, Left?
I think Rajiv is playing the character, so I couldn't do that. But, I just got a call from a few days back for some other show. I don't know what the details are. We haven't met as yet. But yeah, there's nothing personal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the end, what one has to remember is that, you know, everybody's working to make the show the best that the show can be.
Mm-hmm.
And in a creative process, everybody has their own input and can think in a different direction.
Right.
Which you know, can cause a lot of sticky situations. You know, the channel wants to take a show in a particular direction, the production house has envisioned it in a particular direction, the actor thinks that this is what has to be done. And the director has to execute the whole episode in one day.
Right.
So that's very tough, it's extremely difficult. So you will have sticky situations, but I don't think, I think life's too short to have any grudges, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold grudges, no.
In fact, let's move on to some messages from your members, from your fans. And here is Kirti B. Now, she says, "Hi Sameer, remember me, the message girl?" Still didn't get it. "I informed you about the show timing. It was really sweet of you to reply back. I told all my friends about it and they couldn't believe it. Well, I think you're truly Purab in real life. I loved your character. I remember even my mom was drooling over you. Want to see more of you in serials."
Thank you very much. Very flattering.
Yeah, you actually made...
I wanted to say something, actually, because I told and mentioned something to my friend and colleague of mine about the forum, and I believe there are a lot of Arman and Jesse fans out there.
Right.
And I know that over the last couple of years, there was a big rivalry built up between Arman and Purab and stuff like that.
Talk about 2 hours. I mean, India Forums is all about Arman Purab fan fights.
No, I really wanted to say that, because I think, I guess, you know, people get mostly involved with the show that you want, and you feel very strongly about certain characters and things like that. And I would go on record and say that I think Purab is an extremely good looking guy and a very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should feel good about that. There's no animosity here. You know, we're all colleagues, we work together and stuff. And at some level, I think Mona's a brilliant actress. I mean, it's incredible that she memorized like pages and pages in like 5 minutes, or 10 minutes.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very good. She's got a memory of an elephant, really. And I'm like, I'm still struggling in the second paragraph. Now hold on, the whole thing. So it's incredible. And Apu, he's really a sweetheart of a guy. He's very sweet, sweet chap, and I think he's a very, very good looking guy, I think, you know. And I really, really enjoyed our scenes together. It was a good fun, because I knew that he was the hero of the show, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a good fun challenge for me to at least stand up and say, okay, come on, let's have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no two doubt the story was an Arman Jesse story. He wasn't pulled up with an accident that really happened, really. I mean, I was supposed to be... No, really, I was supposed to be on the show for only about 4 or 5 episodes. I was there for some strange reason, I guess, because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But to all the fans out there, I think, no ill feelings, and I really respect and agree with you. I think, looks pretty good together too, and we worked out fine.
Right. Now, San says, hey, Sami, you did an awesome job as Purab. You really brought a sense of integrity, maturity and innocence to his personality, thereby making him one of the most memorable TV characters. Wish you the best in life and hope to see more of you soon.
Thank you very much.
Believe me, it's just unfortunate that many of the Purab fans that we had on the forum left after your character made an exit from the serial, which is so unfortunate for us. But and in fact, we couldn't get the message across to them that you would be coming to the forum, because it's difficult to get the message across to everybody who was once a member in the forum. So, but trust me, they have pages and pages and pages of messages written out for you all over the forum. Probably we should be able to dig some of them out sometime for you, but you must go over them. So Purab made a huge impact on everyone.
Yeah, okay, thank you to them, and then also I think for the rest of the people who really watch the show, I think, you know, because I think my character entered after like 150 episodes or so, you know, it's been much later.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously by that time you have your likes and dislikes, and then for another person to come and sort of take away your heroine away from you, it's not a good feeling.
I should plead guilty as well. Like, I personally was an Arman Jaffe fan, so...
To me, but honestly, the most sure it was never that, you know, I should get Jesse or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just liked playing my character. I just thought he was a great character to play. And that was it. You know, to me, I'm an actor. There's no ego trips here. You know.
Right. You're a great actor. So, I mean, that made all the difference.
I don't know about that. I'm sure Arman fans won't agree.
No, I mean, the thing is, the Arman fans agree on that. That is why Purab was so lifelike. I mean, most of the Arman fans were really, really, you know, afraid of you actually taking Jesse away, because you were so real lifelike. I mean, you were so convincing in being Purab that, you know, it was just too good.
In fact, it was really funny, because I remember when Tony and Dia, you know, narrated the character to me in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, you're making a big mistake. And mm-hmm. they looked at me and I said, why? You know, Jesse belongs to Purab, because if you're going to create such a perfect person,
mm-hmm.
why would she not go with him?
Right, exactly.
You know, it was just the character that you've written, that he's a rich millionaire who sees her inner beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole show is about, you know, Jesse, her inner beauty, and or the lack of beauty on the outside.
Right.
So here you have an actor who immediately sees the inner beauty. And I said, then obviously he's a perfect guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, it's going to cause problems for you, really. And mark my word, I mean, you can verify that. I said, this is going to cause problems. It's going to cause problems because, unfortunately, initially you've been showing Arman, from what I believe, was negative.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you're a perfect guy, and obviously, you know, your hero's not going to look good.
Right.
And to me, it was very clear Arman was the hero. I mean, it has to be that way. It's their story.
Yeah, it's all about his metamorphosis from being negative to being a positive.
Exactly.
Guy.
You know, so I was just like, oh, yeah, hello, please, I don't want anyone hitting me. I'm just doing my job here, you know, fine. So.
You're a thinking actor, that's the thing. So now, Tanaz wants to know more. Are there any more serials for you in the pipeline, or are you aiming to concentrate on big screen? That's Ijaz Lover asking.
Like I said, the thing I don't like about TV is compromise on quality simply because you don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
That disturbs me a little bit because I can't do anything half-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but unfortunately, fact of the matter is that they're not that many great roles being offered to me. I mean, I'm not Shah Rukh Khan or anybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to be, you know, put things in perspective and to be realistic. So, this... not that many great stuff happening on film either for me per se, and they're great roles on television. So I'm not focusing on anything. It now totally depends on when and where you get an interesting project, an interesting character to play, whether it's TV, whether it's film, whether it's stage. Because I do three of them simultaneously. I one weekend have my show. So, God willing. I mean, you know, honestly, whatever little fame I have is thanks to, you know, just being on television. So, I'd love to be back there if something interesting that comes our way. Absolutely.
great. Now, we have always seen a trend of actors becoming directors or producers. Now, have you ever thought about being behind the camera instead of, like, she, this is San, and she says, not that we'll ever get tired of seeing you in front of it, but do you have any kind of designs regarding that?
Then my, San. My friends tell me that I should take a direction because I do, at least for stage, to theater, because they seem to have faith in me, and a lot of, like, in Dil Kya Chahta, the other show, I had input from, which is, you know, kind of working with the director and saying, okay, how we restructure the scene. Mm-hmm. But no, personally, do I have any plans? No, because I think that if I want to be a director, I'd rather go to a film school, take training, take lessons, and then become a director. I think, unfortunately, there's a trend in India. Mm-hmm. That if you want to be a director, you just assist someone for like a few years and then become a director. Mm-hmm. You know, film or television is a different medium completely. It's a technical medium. You have to understand the medium. You have to understand the different lenses, the way to frame a scene, the way to, you know, take a shot.
Right.
And this is an extremely technical field. You might have instincts for it, but you have to go to a professional school for that. I mean, if you want to be a doctor, you have to have an MBBS degree.
Right.
If you want to be a chartered accountant, you must be a CPA. Mm-hmm. Just because you like numbers, you can't become a CPA.
Right.
Similarly, I feel that if you want to be a director, you have to have some formal training. And then, mm-hmm. I don't know, not as yet. I don't know if it is yet. But yes, I like writing. I think my other passion is writing. I love writing.
Oh,
and,
wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I really, really enjoy. And not scripts, but just I like writing poetry or whatever.
Oh, great. Hopefully, kabhi dikhega kuch aapke likhe hue in form of cinema, TV, anything?
Actually, I've written some stuff kind of early days, and I'm looking to showing it to a couple publishing houses to get something published, but it's still very early stages, we don't know. You know, how the publishing house would react to it. They just might think it's very bad. They just might laugh. They just might laugh on my stage and this is rubbish, take it away.
No,
but,
don't think it's bad.
No, but you know, everybody thinks they're good until, you know, the others tell you how good it actually
are. Right, so, that's true.
So I don't know, but yes, I have a passion for it. I do enjoy it. I look forward to, I've written some stuff. I look forward to getting it published. But again, that actually depends on if publishing houses or anything is worthy enough to be, you know, be there on the market. So, well, my direction definitely writing, though. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you, since you write, do you read?
I read, yes. I read non-fictional stuff. I'm not into fiction too much.
Okay. Are you reading anything currently? Tanaz wants to know.
Am I reading anything currently? I keep going back, you know, I have this about 20-30 books around my bed at any given, keep flipping from one book to another book to another book. So it's very difficult to kind of thing. One of the books that I recently also finished is a book written by Christopher Reeve. This is before he expired, so nothing is impossible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's something I just finished, and yeah, you know, there's tons of books around me. Like, I love Deepak Chopra's writing. It's a big fair amount of Deepak Chopra. Mm-hmm. Then Jay Krishnamurti is another one that I really like. And then Paulo Coelho, I think he's a great writer. So, but I like to read the kind of stuff that you read for a while and makes you think for some time. You know, as opposed to fiction, you just kind of go, you're transported into a different world. What I enjoy is that when you read something and it takes you back into your own world and makes you explore things, that's more exciting for me.
You're pretty thinking. You're a thinking person completely.
Maybe I think really too much. Anyway. if I thought less, maybe I'd be more successful.
Oh, well, we can argue on that whole night. Now, the thing Pagal 6 wants to know, what qualities would your soulmate what qualities would you like to have in your soulmate?
What qualities would I like to have in a soulmate? Mm-hmm. To be frivolous, I'd say that she should be able to tolerate me for the rest of her life. I think I'm a very difficult person. I think the things that always attract me towards a person is simplicity. I think that's one of the things that really look, and how centered the person is. Mm-hmm. intelligence, of course, you know, a person-centered and stable and simple person. Mm-hmm. It's that the my definition really, of course, you know, I've been asked this quite often, I think about it also on this thing. My definition of a soulmate is something like that, you know, you go your way and I go my way, and if we both happen to be walking in the same direction, we walk together. So that kind of summarizes. That summarizes. Yeah, basically you be yourself and I be myself.
That's a nice way to phrase it.
Working. Huh?
That's a nice way to phrase it.
Yeah, I totally like writing. That's fine.
Now, personal thing. Are you seeing anyone now?
No, I wish I was. I'm feeling awfully lonely now. It's getting about time I get married. I know I'm not waiting and hoping, looking for the soulmate to come into my life.
So, we think that our members should send you an application. Whatever.
I must warn them, I'm a difficult person. Very difficult person, so stay away from me. If you know what's good for you, you stay away.
Alright. Now, who are your best friends?
Who are my best friends?
Mm-hmm.
In the industry or otherwise?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, best friends are best friends. They can.
Right. Over the years of my life, the best friendships you make are the friendships you made in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, those are the people who know you for what you were and what the core of your person is.
Mm-hmm.
And that never changes. I think as you grow older, you make acquaintances and you might make close relationships. But the best friends are still the ones who know you when you were running around in shorts and, you know, jumping from a swing, because they know who you really were. Because that's what, you know, until the world gets the better of you and changes you.
Right. That's true.
So, I have, you know, very, very few, actually. I tend to be a loner. I tend to spend more time on my own. But I do have some few, but very, very good friends who accept me for who, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is the greatest gift of a friend you can give, that should be respected yourself.
Okay, so who are they from the industry?
From the industry, I have one of the best friends is Rohit Roy and his wife, Mansi.
Mm-hmm.
They were dear friends and I known them for a few years. I was there for the wedding. Then Sudhanshu Pandey, who is doing a show called, the show on film he's doing.
Yeah, he was the hero of Kanyadan, right?
Right. So, he's a very dear friend of mine, and his wife also, Mona, and then Nandra Veri is a good friend of mine because we've done a play together.
Mm-hmm.
And from Dinkya Tata Hai, both Vikram and Sameer, who played the disc jockey and the nerd, are very dear friends. And that's it. That kind of summarizes my rooster. But the good thing is that they're good friends, in the sense when we go out in a party, some of them are married or have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go out in a party, they're busy taking care of me, or when the husband's away, I'm taking care of them, so it's kind of fun.
Okay.
So they're very, very, very protective. You know, any girl who talks to me for such a good truth, my friend's wife.
Okay.
So if they see me talking to a girl too long, they'll be saying, Sameer, no, not this one. No, they are great. And they both have little kids. I think Sudhanshu's got a 5-year-old son, and then Rohit's got a lovely 3-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Uncle Sam. So there you go, my friends and my family.
Now, what is it that you would typically do when you're free? What is it that you would typically do?
What would I do if?
If you're free, like if you have some free time, what is it that we would find you doing most of the time? I mean, how do you spend your free time?
Very predictable. I have a cup of coffee in my hand. You can see I have my place in Mississippi. So just sit there loving it. And a cup of coffee in my hand is very important.
Okay.
Because I love my moments to myself, I think. Just look at the scene, daydream. It's a good way to get from everything else. So that's
now, what's your idea of romantic evening?
My idea of romantic evening? Oh, God. Personal, fine. I think an idea of a good, fun evening, I think, is being at home, watching a nice old film, or a film that you both enjoy,
mm-hmm.
and lounging around and have pizza and Coke and Pepsi or whatever. and just chilling, just you know, not having to say anything, just being together. I think that's one of the beauty things in a relationship. You know, there's a saying that I think the best relationship is when you spend, you know, hours with the other person without saying a word, and then walk away thinking what a wonderful conversation you had. So I think that's nice, you know, I mean, all walking on the beach, love that, just at night when there's not too many people around, and so you can have your own privacy, just walk, look at the nature. This kind of stuff, you know, it's just two people just together, and I think the key thing is you're doing stuff together, you're sharing it. I think that's, as long as you're sharing it, I guess anything can be fun. Watching a movie in a theater, having popcorn, that's a good fun to do.
Okay, now let's move on to some of your messages. They are such lovely messages. This one is real fun. Keithy and Dolly are placing a wanted ad for you in the local newspapers. Here's what the ad sounds like. Wanted. A very shatir chore who has a PhD in stealing hearts, driving women crazy over his characters in his forte. With magical powers, he has gathered lots and lots of talent. Original name is Sameer. But he may also be seen under the disguise of Purab or Ram. If you find him or see him, report to cops, Dolly and Keithy immediately. So Sameer, are you ready to turn yourself over without the search to these cops?
Well, they can come to Bombay any time and they'll probably see me hanging on the street. I'm pretty normal. I'm pretty average. I think most of the time my fear is that I won't live up to their expectations because they have this great expectation of me being special and I'm just very average, normal person. So thank you, and I hope I don't disappoint you. That's all I can say.
So, I mean, you would be the first chore to say to the cops, I hope I don't disappoint you.
No, I'd still be running away from them. I'll be saying because I'll be scared to disappoint them. So I'd be scared. I'd be scared because they probably expect this incredible. I don't know what they expect. I think, and I think to me, that's always I try as much as I can to be real. Because I feel that if people like you for who you are, then they like you forever. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to be something else, then that won't hold too much. And sooner or later, they'll get, you know, better. They'll get outgrow you, per se. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, I'm just, honestly, like I said, I'm like 5'9", I'm very average looking, I'm average, occasionally enough, talented enough to do acting roles. All my friends are like, you know, bigger and smarter and intelligent and everything.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm just, lucky to have fans like these who kind of believe in me, I guess.
You know, Sameer, I think you should leave the judging to your fans. I mean,
okay.
Abu here says, hi Sameerji, just wanted to congratulate you on your accomplishments in shows like Jassi Jassi Koi Nahi and Dil Chahta Hai and movie like Bagban and China Gate. Your character Purav was such a sweet person. You really portrayed him well as a great dose to Jassi. So wish you all the best for the future, and here's a great fan of yours. This is Amu.
Well, thank you, Amu. Thank you very much. I'm blushing now.
Your navy, and her name is Ijaz Dash Lover, and this one is a very, very, you know, honest person. She says, Sameer, you are the third hottest man I found hot when I started watching this series. I was really amazed by your acting skills, how you do positive roles easily, such brilliantly, and negative roles suits on you. I don't understand Sakshi's ending. It should have been extended, but never mind. It was really good. Are you planning to join the Balaji camp? I hope that we can see more of you and your acting. So, don't ask me who are the first two, but she finds
Okay, first is Arman. Okay, I'm going to figure it out.
No, I can make one out. It has to be, one of them has to be Ijaz. I don't know the other one.
Okay, so one of Ijaz, one of Arman, and you can do it. Okay, I can live with that. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Sameer, this is something many people have wanted to know, that you were all set to become a financial wizard in financial heart of the world, the Wall Street. Then you gave it all up. Now, do you have any regrets of your decision of leaving the security of that world and entering the uncharted territory of acting?
No, I don't have any regrets, none whatsoever. This is not to say that the journey has not been difficult. It has been extremely difficult because I've been, you know, at it for the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long journey. It's been a very long journey. Do I regret the journey? No, because I think this is what I was meant to do. And this is what I believed in. There are moments when you're going to wonder, I mean, you know, what it would have been like, but no regret. I honestly believe, I'm not going to speak about it, I never ever look at past and regret. The worst and the best thing, I never regret, because I think, I believe everything, God makes it happen. I mean, I don't think, I don't take any credit for anything I do or discredit for it, but I think, you know, things happen, you know, very, what is meant to happen, happens. So I, that case is with no regrets. I think if I did quit my job on the Wall Street and I came here, that was meant to be. That was what God wanted me to do. Whether it's wrong or right,
that's a very reflective way of seeing at things. Now, Tanaz also wants to know, she is a big fan of yours, and she says, what is the strangest, most interesting gift a fan ever gave to you?
Strangest, most interesting gift? Don't know if that's the strangest of them, but that was a very sweet gesture that actually a friend of mine who, on the other website, I don't see big names here, who, the group actually sent me a gift all the way from London. They sent me this stuffed elephant with a globe in his hand saying, well, you mean the world to us, so we'll probably give you the world itself. That was so sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah, it is really touching, really, you know, because you don't even know, because all you do, really honest, to be really, really honest, you know, all I do is I go to work and I put on makeup and stuff, I learn my lines and I sing my lines. Not very different from being a doctor or an engineer or anything, and I don't see too many doctors and engineers getting so much love, so I feel blessed, so, yeah, that was sweet.
I think, you know, whatever you do, you bring a lot of smiles to a lot of faces. So that means a lot. Now, we had a contest for you, and their members were to write a letter to you. Now, they could write whatever they wanted. We had plenty of entries. Unfortunately, we won't have time to read them out all. But we can always send them over to you. We picked a winning entry, and that happens to be, again, Tanaz. She says, dear Sameer, I'd like to write a poem for you, but the rhyming boggles me. I'd like to paint a picture for you, but my paintbrushes hate me. I'd like to draft a 10-page letter for you, but my vocabulary limits me. I'd like to make you a star in my next teleserial, but the resources evade me. All I can say is that you are the best and hope you'll accept the fan in me. Love, Tanaz.
Oh my God. So sweet. Thank you so much. I mean, a lovely poem. I think we have a hidden writer right there. I think she's the potential writing. It's lovely.
Yeah, she writes. She is a writer.
That was very well. Really, I mean, God, I'm so sweet. It seems so sincere and everything. Thank you, Tanaz, if you're listening to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it.
Yeah. Thank you. God bless. And I hope I'll never let you down. I try my best not to let you guys down.
You know what, Sameer, it's also her birthday week this week. Her birthday was yesterday, so probably...
Is that right?
Yeah, it was her
happy birthday. Happy birthday to Tanaz, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Tanaz. Many boyfriends to you.
Oh, wow, I don't know about that. She's in Canada, so... It goes all the way to there. And you have such a long list of fans that it's impossible for us to name them all. I wish I could bring them all back. But here are some of them which I have to, you know, relay. Now, one few of your greatest fans ever we came across. Ides.
Okay.
Yashika. Ides is an ID actually. Ides. Yashika. Okay. Kanchi. Opla Islam, okay. Oh my God, this girl was from Bangladesh and she was, I think, probably the most die-hard fan of yours. She couldn't take a single line against you.
So, oh,
Opla Islam, Pura Fan, Soumya, Pari, Rain, Lakshmi Maruti, Pooja, Chocolate, Misting a Magic, that's Tanaz. Anjali, Anita, Ritu, Smita and Sameer Soni, that's a user ID and she is actually from New York and... There are many of them. I don't even remember half of the IDs now. There were so many of them. But these were the ones who, you know, instantly come to the mind. So, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Sameer. We have come to know so much. I wish we had a little more time and, you know, we could have got a little more better. But maybe we could have you again once more and, you know, passing
the messages. Yeah, who knows, when I'm in the States sometimes, we can call you live or something. I don't know if there's any way of doing that.
Oh, sure. So. Actually, we did used to have this live thing, but it gets a little difficult to do it all the time
because of the connection and everything.
Hopefully we'll have you again over soon. And of course, if you ever happen to be in States or in Canada, we'll give you the addresses and whatever, you can meet your fans if you like.
I'd love to. I'll be quite embarrassed and shy as hell, but I'd love to.
Thank you so much, Sameer. It was a real pleasure talking to you. And I had a lovely time with you. So hopefully see you soon sometime, and all the best from all our members at india-forums.com. We'll be sending you the link, and hopefully you can listen to the interview and tell us what you think about it.
Yeah, we'll do that, and I'd like to thank you for having me on the forum. It's a great pleasure to, you know, get to know what people feel and think, and I am flattered and honored and humbled by the love and affection. And to all the Arman fans, sorry if I offended you anyway, but we're just doing my job. And believe me, like you, I'm Arman, just a second. So you guys take care.
You just turned into a diehard Arman fan into a complete Sameer Soni fan. So
there you go. I meant what I said, really.
Okay. So, all right, Sameer.
You take care now.
Okay, I'll go off now. So talk to you sometime soon. Take care.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.